I guess in terms of the wicket, 280 for three after the first day, losing the toss I thought was going to be pretty crucial. But really, I guess, proud of the way that the guys bounced back under trying circumstances. Well, obviously, it was a tough test match for the reasons we all know. But to be able to bounce back the way we did and take those wickets on that second day and then obviously took the momentum of that into our batting and to score at five and over. I guess playing with no inhibitions whatsoever, just going out and trying to enjoy cricket as much as we could. Gave us a real good chance in this test, and in the end, I guess being able to bat as long as we did meant that the wicket was worn by the time we had our second opportunity with the ball. And I thought we bowled outstanding today, and we played a really good test match considering we were so far behind after day one. So I'm really proud of the guys, and we've stuck together both on the field and off it as well during this tough situation, and just really pleased with how everything's worked out in this game for us. Look, it was not going to be easy, and it certainly wasn't easy. It was a really tough period, and you know we're nowhere near as affected as what the guys back in Australia are. And you know, I guess at the same time, cricket is a community and it's a family, and I guess we lost one of our own, even though he is from a different country, and Phil. So we got hit the guys pretty hard, and we just tried to stay as tight as we could as a group. We spent a lot of time together off the field. At night times when we'd leave the ground, we tried to spend a lot of time together and just try and talk through stuff and I guess share one another's thoughts and get round one another as well. And you know, when it came time to play, it was just about our focus normally is all about the team. And then yourself as secondary, but during these circumstances, guys had to ensure that themselves were, that each individual was okay first, and then I guess the team would come after that. And I think that was what we tried to do, and I think we responded. But it was still incredibly hard to focus on the game, and even now it's hard to talk about the game with a glowing report when you know, I guess, that some people have been so badly affected back in Australia. So we'll look back on this performance in time and be really proud of what we've been able to achieve. But it's still, it's still pretty hard to focus on that at the moment. Yeah, it's, you never want to have anyone have to go through what I guess Australia's going through at the moment. And from a pure cricket point of view and knowing that you've lost one of your own as a cricketer, it puts certain thoughts and certain doubts in your head, and that's what we had as a group. And it was a pretty empty feeling out there, just trying to be as respectful as what we possibly could, whilst knowing that we also had a job to do in terms of playing cricket, and it's always a difficult balance. I hope that we have been as respectful as, well, we've certainly tried to be as respectful as what we possibly could throughout this test, and hopefully it's been viewed that way. Well, the test series has been a really good lesson for us. We're obviously outplayed completely in the first test match, but it showed some signs of where we needed to improve, and that was the most pleasing aspect from a team point of view, is that we were able to make those adjustments pretty quickly, and I thought we had a strong second test match, and to be able to back it up with the type of performance we've seen in this one is something that is a really good trait of a team. And we've got about a month now before our next test match where we're playing at home in conditions that we're familiar with as well, but we'll certainly bank the lessons of what we've been able to achieve away from home against a formidable Pakistan. I've been saying all the way through this series that they're an incredible team in these conditions and they're very tough to beat, so to be able to achieve that is something that we will look back on fondly. And then I guess when we do get together as a test team again, hopefully we can continue to take strides, because that's what we've been looking to try and do over the last 12 to 18 months, and we're getting there as a team. We've still got a bit of work to do, but we're starting to get there as a team, and we're putting some performances on the board which we should all be pretty proud of. It's a tough question to answer in a short period of time, but I think from the low of being bowled out for 45 against South Africa, we could only go up, and what that allowed us to do is strip things right back to what was important to us, how we wanted to be known as a team, how the country wanted us to play, the traits that they wanted to see from the New Zealand team. And some of those are fighting characteristics, a team that never gives up and is, if they do get beaten, is very hard to beat. And We've gone about trying to obviously put guys in different positions, and Mark's a classic case in point. He's been able to come in and prosper in an environment which is allowing him to settle, and I hope it's allowing him to settle. I'm sure he'll agree with that. And I think we've got a nice blend of some experience but also some youth within the group as well. And we've got a team that is desperate to perform for their country, and that's a great trait to have. We know we can't win every game, but even when we do get beaten, we know that we've put up a good fight, and we're also, every day we strive to keep getting better as a group. And I think a look at our batting for one thing. We've got obviously Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor, and also Tom Latham, the way that he's performing. We're starting to get big hundreds as a team. We're starting to put some runs on the ball, which is allowing our dynamic seam attack, but also our spinners to come into the game. And they're the nuances of the game. But I think first and foremost, we got our attitude right. We got our characteristics right, and we've got a culture which is desperate to represent New Zealand and perform well during the time that we have. So we've still got a long way to go, and so we certainly don't get too carried away with our performances, but it is nice to be able to look back at times and reflect on some performances which have been positive. Yeah, we've achieved some pretty special things in the last little while, so I guess it's probably a little bit raw and a little bit fresh to be making those kind of claims from our point of view at the moment, but it's something that we are really proud of to be able to. But we looked at the series Australia versus Pakistan, and we know how strong this Pakistan team is in these conditions, and then to lose that first game the way we did, it was always going to make it very tough to come back. And I guess now looking back on it and saying that we tied the series 1-1, we put up some strong performances, we saw some development of some guys in tough conditions away from home, and we dealt with some pretty tough circumstances as well. I think it's a team that's grown a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that's pretty pleasing. Yeah, most people probably say it's about time I started scoring those sorts of runs, but I enjoy the challenge of it. We've got a great group, and this game is tough. The game that we play is tough. The time away from home is tough. Those things are hard work. So you want to know that while you're here, you want to be having a good time. You want to be enjoying yourself. And the guys who we have within our group, it's like a family. We've got great guys who are absolutely delighted to be representing their country, and it makes leadership easy. I enjoy the being able to, I guess, see a guy relatively young and experienced be able to come in and perform strongly and feel like he belongs in international cricket pretty much the day he arrives. I love being able to see some of the guys emerge that we have seen over the last little while as well. And I get a real buzz out of that. And I guess as a captain, as a leader, you've got to be performing as well. But sometimes the hardest time to be captain, the most important time to be a leader, is when you aren't necessarily scoring runs. And I guess that's something I look back on too. And I'm pretty pleased that during those times where I was struggling for runs, I had the best interests of the team at heart, and I constantly tried to lead that way. And I guess on the flip side of that, the runs come during over time, and I'm enjoying being able to make those kind of contributions. And I guess you tick off milestones along the way, but for me it's about making contributions to the team, and especially when the team goes on and wins. Yeah, it's tough when Dan wasn't playing for sure, because we relied on Dan for so many years. It was a fitting, I guess, tribute for us to be able to play him in this game, and have him out there in his calmness and his presence, not just on the field but off it as well during this time, has been outstanding. And we love Dan to bits. He's obviously thrilled crowds all over the world and entertain cricket following public. And he's a proud Kiwi. He's obviously a great player, but he's a great man as well. And I've certainly enjoyed being able to play with him in the Test arena. He reckons that with the workload he had in this Test, he's probably got a few more left in him. But obviously the One Day World Cup is his big carrot now. It was not having him. It was difficult. It was really difficult. But what it does, it gives other guys opportunities, and we've seen the emergence of Mark and also Ish Sodhi, who are obviously two reasonably young and experienced guys, but they've got great characteristics and they love representing their country as well. So, you know, for every time you miss out on someone, there's always a positive there. And these guys are obviously learning quickly and performing strongly. So, yeah, it's a tough question to answer, I guess. But you know, I'm pleased with the guys that we've got. But we discussed that we weren't in a great frame of mind for playing cricket, we're not the ones that make those sorts of decisions ultimately. And it was decided that the tests would carry on, and we tried to make the best of the situation. And you know, it was incredibly tough, but you know, I think we did make the best of the situation. I just hope that because our thoughts were to make sure we were respectful of Phil, his family, and all those who have been affected, and that was our number one focus at that time. And I hope that that's how it's been viewed. And the fact that the test match continued and that we got the result, again, we'll look back on it fondly. At the moment, it's hard to do so, but in due course we'll look back on it fondly. Mm-hmm. It's been quite pleasant, actually. That's how we like to play our cricket as well. I guess different teams play their different style, but I think that's authentic to our nature as well as Kiwis. We're pretty kind of understated people who, we're good blokes, really, aren't we? We're Kiwis. So we quite like to obviously try and remain in that same emotional state when we play, and we try and do our absolute best on the field. There's times where it is a very competitive situation, but at the same time there's a level of respect that you have to play with, and I think we play the game in the right spirit, and I think Pakistan, certainly in this series, played the game in the right spirit as well. So I think, you know, credit to both teams for that. It's good when you can have a test series which doesn't always have to have all the external stuff, and cricket is just the main focus.